All right, everybody, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going deep on something that's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
AI predicting our desires, like even selling them before we even know we have them.
It's wild.
Yeah, it's like that whole intention economy thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like targeted ads, but like a whole other level.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like AI reading our minds, right? We're
Absolutely.
diving into a really cool SciTech Daily article on this, so
Oh.
yeah, this is going to be fascinating.
I think so.
So this article basically lays out this idea, AI predicting desires before.
Yeah.
Like we even know we have them.
Right.
It's like, okay, so imagine this. You're on your streaming service.
Right.
And it's not just recommending shows anymore. It knows you're going to want to watch like a nature documentary tonight, even though you haven't even thought about it.
Right.
How is that even possible?
Well, they're looking at huge amounts of data. You know your browsing history, purchase records, location data, social media, even like your Fitbit stats.
Wow.
And they use these complex algorithms, like neural networks, to find patterns that we don't even see.
So it's like, not just what we say we like, it's what our data reveals about like our deeper desires.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool, but also creepy.
It can be both.
So what kind of impact could this have on our lives?
Well, you could have things like personalized healthcare, where AI predicts health risks before you even have symptoms.
Wow.
So you get preventative care tailored to you. Or think about education. AI could analyze how someone learns best, recommend custom resources to help them do really well.
It's like having a personal coach for everything.
Right.
That sounds awesome. But got to be some downsides, right?
Of course.
What about manipulation? If companies know what we want before we do, can't they kind of use that to their advantage?
Well, yeah, think about it. If they know you crave comfort food after a stressful day, they'll hit you with those ads, even if it's not the best thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
Or imagine political campaigns using this to influence voters by, like, tapping into their fears.
Oh, wow.
Or hopes.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is.
So we need transparency. Regulation. We got to make sure this technology, it's used responsibly.
Yeah, ethically.
It's like we're on the edge of a whole new world, this intention economy thing.
It's a big shift.
Exciting, but kind of scary.
Yeah.
What's the biggest question?
Yeah.
That all of this raises for you?
For me, it comes down to, are we really in control of our choices? Or are we just puppets, you know, controlled by these algorithms?
Wow.
It makes us think about free will. What does it even mean to be human in this digital world? It's a big question.
Yeah.
No easy answers.
But we got to think about it. So as we go into this new era, that's a powerful thought to leave our listeners with. This intention economy is coming.
It's on the horizon.
It's up to all of us to really think about what it all means, you know, and how we want to shape it. This deep dive, we just scratched the surface. So keep exploring this topic. The future is in our hands. It's time to start thinking about what kind of world we want to create.
Absolutely.